Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. Going to make a huge presumption that those of you who are listening are the actual survivors from this weekend. I have some bad news, but I'll get into that in just a minute. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, as well as 1798Part2.org, as well as RepublicReview.org. I should also throw in there VonTracyDDS.com. So anyway, I'm not sure if you'd heard, but the opponent for Sheriff Ozzy Knezovich, I probably got that wrong, but everybody knows I'm bad with names, died in a motorcycle accident on Sunday. So if you haven't heard, dumpozzy.com, and his real name was Scott McClay, passed away in a motorcycle accident. He was in Idaho when it happened. And I don't have all of the information, but there's some kind of obscure outlying facts that will probably get surfaced with this. I don't believe there's any evidence of foul play, but I think that everybody is kind of, you know, looking at this and going, oh my gosh. But anyway, I will get into that probably a little more later, but I just wanted to put that up front. So this is a pretty sobering show today. And one of the most profound things about this show is this is the only show on the air, period. There is no other show, whether you listen to Glenn Beck, whether you listen to Mark Levin, and today I'm naming names, whether you listen to Andrew Wilkow, I don't care who your favorite conservative entertainer is, that's all they are conservative entertainers. They've got they may be really brilliant marketeers. They may have really sharp wit, Rush Limbaugh, so forth and so on. I mean, there's lots of big names out there, and that's great because people need entertainment so that as we watch our republic continue to crumble, then at least you can say that you have something to entertain you to hopefully help the numbing so that it's not so painful as we watch our liberties stripped away. But I will tell you that this is the only show on air that has the constitutional solution to getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution and putting this constitutional republic back onto the course that the framers had instilled and had intended us to be on. With that, if you cannot listen to this entire show today, then it will be rebroadcasted tomorrow, Thursday, at 5 p.m. It will also be rebroadcasted at Saturday at 11 a.m., and it will be rebroadcasted Sunday at 9 p.m. As you know, this is an educational show. Many parts of these shows reference and build off of previous shows and so forth. So consequently, to stay abreast with this content and understanding what I have been talking about and to garner what Republic Review is, you really need to listen to this show and you actually need to download the podcast so you can understand what the heck I'm talking about. When I assert that this is the only show that provides the absolute solution to getting the federal government back into the framework, that's a bold assertion, and not one person over the years has been able to shut me down, not even a professor who's written lots of books or any constitutional scholar for that matter. I am gaining more and more and more endorsements from very conservative, very highly reputable organizations. And so the place you get these podcasts, by the way, before I go down this rant on my endorsements and so forth, go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org so that you can stay informed. Just in case you can't listen to any of the rebroadcasts or anything else, You can go to reclaimingtherepublic.org. And these particular podcasts for the KSBN show are on the KSBN podcast page. So that's where you need to go, because I also have my Red State Talk Radio. My daily podcasts are on Red State Talk Radio. So as today, I'm going to be a bearer of bad news. And I want to put this out in front so I can kind of let people know. I've had a few people, quite a few people actually, come up and say, you know, hi, what do you charge for sponsorships and so forth? And I have not necessarily been one, and I'm not going to be one to, you know, I will grovel for help with the cause, but I'm not going to grovel for money. My wife and I kind of committed that we were going to spend this much money into doing this show, and in the consequence of doing this show, I've been blessed in picking up my national show that's Monday through Friday on Red State Talk Radio. However, keeping things in perspective, we kind of committed, and our intent was actually not to grow the show based on money, income for us or for myself. It's not about revenue. It's never been about revenue. It's been about covering our cost so that we can continue to keep this message on the air. I was hoping to be able to take this show to a daily show. And so, you know, I'm very blessed with a very confidential contributor that has kept me and has put me onto that national arena and is dedicated in keeping my voice there and keeping that content there. I do not have anything like that for this local. And so my wife and I said, we cannot subsidize this message. We recognize that we've been blessed with the support that we have for the national show, and we are dedicated in doing that. We believe that the Lord blesses us in the things we need to be doing. And so because I have not been able to pick up sponsorships, because the intent was if I could get three sponsorships, then I was going to be able to afford going to 2 days. And then when I got to, I think it was 5 sponsorships, going to 6, I would be able to afford 3 days of broadcasting, 3 hours a day, and that was going to be it. And then if I was going to stretch the show anymore, we were going to go from a 1 hour show to a 2 hour show on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. I have no interest of really broadcasting a daily show on Mondays and Fridays, but that's how it goes when you get into the national arena. You got to do that. And so, again, those costs are completely covered by, like I said, a confidential, huge supporter that is behind this message all the way. However, I don't have that locally. So anyway, November, I've committed, my wife and I, we were actually going to, you know, stop this month because that's our 2-year mark when we got started. And that's how much money. But we looked at it and we understand that this is a very important. And I've always said this, right? For the past 2 years, I've been always talking about how important the elections are and how this is a critical election year. And so we are committed to getting you past this election. I am hopefully going to have Ted Cummings come on because I'd like to hear his perspective on the Constitution. I would like to hear him be the champion for our sovereignty, our individual liberty. I'd love to hear that. I'm not expecting it, but that's what I want to hear from politicians, period. I don't care what their label is, but bottom line is I don't trust certain people. I don't trust certain parties. I don't trust certain religions. And there's a reason for that. It's because certain people, parties, and religions subscribe to concepts that are, it's called takia. And it is a art of deceit, using lies, deceit, and whatever you need to do to further your cause. And so I do not trust those people, parties, and religions that kind of embrace that. So anyway, as you know, this month is my 2-year anniversary of being on the air in Spokane. And with that, we hope that you make sure, because if you didn't know, I actually started broadcasting on Constitution Day, Saturday, September 17th, and that was 2016. Well, Monday is going to be Constitution Day, September 17th, and that happens to be a very special day to me. I consider it, this is a sacred month. This is the month that we were endowed with our Constitution. And there is no doubt in my mind that the framers did not create a document that just left every door and every window open for a central government to take every pleasure that they want to from us and strip us of our liberties. They created a constitution that locked them down into very specific roles, responsibilities, and powers, and that's why it was an enumerated constitution, not an ambiguous constitution, that gave them power to do very specific things. And as Madison said, the jurisdiction of the federal government is limited by those enumerated powers. Therefore, if it is not enumerated, they have no jurisdiction over it. Nicholas also used the words meddle. If it is not an enumerated power, the federal government cannot even meddle with it. So therefore, if you do not find marriage, if you do not find life, healthcare, education, and all of those things as enumerated powers within the Constitution, then it is an unconstitutional role, responsibility, and power that they are exercising. So this is a very, very critical message. And that's why we started this 2 years ago. We started it on Constitution Day. We believe it is critical that this community start recognizing and centering itself on the Constitution. We're being allowed to be ran rickshaw by a bunch of political hacks that are literally using their position for political self-aggrandizing and literally going after greater and greater powers and using force and intimidation and those types of things as weapons against us. But I'm at a hard break, and that's a perfect time. So you'll have to stay tuned so that we can get into more of this content when I come back. So please stay tuned. I'll be right back after this. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so I am back, and as I was just speaking of, I just want you to know that I am not looking to try to tie somebody down, make them scream uncle or anything like that. I've had a few people offer contributions and so forth, and I humbly take those because I think being magnanimous when somebody is trying to offer something, it's important. I'm not necessarily the best in accepting, you know, compliments and so forth. I have a real problem with that. I just don't take compliments well. But anywho, it's not that I get mad at people. It's just that I get flustered. I get embarrassed. what have you. But anyway, I do have leverage. I mean, KSBN has been a great great host for me, or I should say a hosting platform. It's been a great broadcasting relationship. And they have offered me opportunities, and I've kind of tried to leverage that with people. But in all honesty, I just don't have the time to beat the doors and, you know, go out there to try to get sponsorships. Nine times out of ten, people want to see a return on investment. And really, this is really more of a show that is one of those that you have to kind of look at this as a philanthropic business venture. If you advertise, then you get to write it off, and you look at the fact that you wrote something off in supporting a view and or a perspective that is important to you. And so with that, I have some friends that are doing broadcasting in California and other places that, you know, they have a listener's hour that the listeners contribute and so forth. I don't want to go down that path. I do appreciate the loyalty of the listenership. And I just want you to know that those who have been tuning in and those who have been growing this, the listenership of this show, I really do appreciate that. But it really comes down to when you go to the market, you need to be able to, you know, pay for those eggs you're going to bring home. I mean, nine times out of ten, they love you to come into their market, but they don't love you that much, if you understand what I'm saying. So anyway, I just wanted to kind of put it out there. So anybody that has that is a normal, or I should say a typical everyday or every week listener that always listens to this show that has played with this concept, it's I guess it's kind of that point in time where, you know, by the end of November, if you want to pull the trigger on advertising on the show, because this show has grown. And I want you to know that this really is the only show on the open airwaves that does not have a die-cast audience that is broadcasting, you know, for a multitude of different listenerships. In other words, it's not, when I start on ACN, and I really thank Tom Reed for bringing me on, but the listenership was a locked listenership. And this listenership on KSBN is much broader. It's not myopic. And with that, I do know that we have grown. I think we've hopefully brought some real relevance to KSBN, because KSBN has a variety of different types of shows for, you know, the Gun Hour and so forth. And I know Alan Gottlieb, the owner, has really tried to make this a very patriotic program, or I should not program, but hosting platform and broadcasting, because they talk about money, guns, and all sorts of good things on KSBN. So with that, I think that those people that kind of align with and those who want to sponsor this show but not necessarily be obvious, there's ways of doing that, because we can tuck your commercials in at different spots and so forth, so that people won't necessarily come down and protest and throw eggs at your door and that type of thing, if you're afraid of that, because I understand we're very aware of people's sensitivities to those types of things and whether they would be hurt or harmed by that. So there are ways of being able to do just that. So anyway, I'm not going to belabor the point. I just needed to be the bearer of bad news. And even on top of that, I think the worst news than my going off the air or the fact that bottom line, the fact that Scott McClay had passed. I mean, just, I'd like to give you a moment of silence for that, and I hope everybody can take that, but that kind of is the death of radio. But my sympathy goes out to his widow, and I know that some of the things he was doing was just outlandish and borderline insane in how he was attacking Ozzy. As a matter of fact, I'll even go into this. I honestly thought that he could have really changed his campaign and made a very, very profound impact had he come out, and I think the best thing he could have done because of some of the outlandish things and things he said. I mean, he's been kind of persecuted and gone through a fine-tooth comb for some of the things and the resistances that he has put up. But I really believe that what he should have done was he should have apologized for being offensive to some of the broad brush groups. I know that, you know, some of the times I've read some comments and he's kind of gone after all law enforcement. He's gone after the Mormons and so forth and so on. And I just don't think that's right. I know Ozzy is equally guilty of that. And as a matter of fact, if you go to Spokane Talks, his Soul for America or whatever that that crappy three-part show he did, he broad-brushed. And believe it or not, he basically labeled the Bundys Hammond. I think he tipped his hat off to the Hammonds. But in other words, he was insinuating that the Bundys and Jeanette Finnegan, or I should say Lavoie Finnegan, because he was up there, he labeled all those people that went up to the Hammonds as crazy far-right wackos in context of white supremacists and KKK. Go look at it. Go watch it yourself. It's part two of a three-part series, and you will come away with the fact that he is equally guilty of using broad brush analogies, and you know, there's no room for that. I mean, when you have a problem with somebody, when you start going personal like that, then I understand that the sheriff has a problem with Northwest grassroots. I understand that he has a problem with critics. And I told Scott what he should do is he should apologize for his, you know, indiscretions and for his broad brushing and so forth. And and I told him, put focus on the things that you think are important, that there's the sheriff has no business in being a bully. And he's absolutely correct. The sheriff has a job of protecting every citizen, whether he likes them or not. He shouldn't be bullying them or intimidating them. It's to me, you have a job to do when you get elected sheriff, and that means you have to represent and protect everybody. And when you start going after your political opponents and or people who criticize you politically, you got to take those lumps. My advice is that the Spokane County and every county's county commissioners in this state should pass a law that basically limits the ability for any representative that is a chief representative in the county, whether it be the coroner or what have you, limit their presence on social media, limit their ability to get out there, hire a PR office and have that PR office represent every agency and office within the county, including the sheriff's, assessors, and all of that. And that way you have control on the message and you don't get into allowing individuals to all of a sudden become getting into demagoguery and getting into, you know, intimidation and bullying factors. There's no room for the chief law enforcement officer to literally be doing those things, to getting out and self-aggrandizing themselves in an election, yelling, "I told you so, these people are white supremacists." I'm going to tell you right now, I know John and Cecily personally, and I know they're not white supremacists. I know they're nothing what they've been broad brush labeled, and they've been label lynched in accordance to that actual show that they were giving on movie night back in July. And that has everything to do with this whole story that, and I'm going to get into that a little bit later because I'm going to be running out of time and I don't want to go into that at this point. But what I do want to get into real quick is that Rob Chase's Republican Coffee Club this Friday will have Angelo Lanzazzero, and forgive me, Angelo, for mispronouncing your last name, but he is going to talk about the acquisition of Hydro One by Avista, or I've reversed that, Hydro One's acquisition of Avista. September 14th will be Extreme Expeditions Northwest, and these guys are the ones out looking for Bigfoot, so you may want to show up on the 14th to find out the reality and truth and what these guys know about Bigfoot. Northwest Grassroots will be having a meeting this month, and I think it's going to be exclusive, so I'm not going to tell you when and where it's going to be, but it's called Picking Up the Pieces. So if you're on their email list, you will find out where it is going to be. And if there are spies, because that's what we have here in Spokane, there are lots of spies working for the Sheriff's Office and the Joint Task Force trying to find out what's going on with political enemies. I mean, this is just really pathetic, folks. If you understand what the heck's going on here, this is pathetic that we've got agencies that are being paid by the public dime, that we're paying taxes, and these people are going after our political enemies, just like the Democrats have been going after Trump and going after, you know, like the IRS shutting down conservatives. This is just abysmal. This is the antithesis of what our framers had gave us. And so with that, as you can tell, I'm at that heartbreak. That's why I was rushing. And I will get into some more meaty facts for you a little bit later on. So we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. So thank you so much and stay tuned in. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Okay, so we are back, and what I usually try to do is I try to give you a little hint of what I've been talking about on Red State Talk Radio. And this past week, as a matter of fact, specifically yesterday, I introduced a group, or I should say, I'll call them a troupe, because they have a live streaming performance 24/7. They're called We the People Patriots Soapbox. I think it's 24/7 live streaming, but I truncated it down to Patriot Soapbox. If you go to YouTube and you just look for or search for Patriot Soapbox, you will find their channel. You want to click on the live stream because you'll find quite a few different links there. There may be little snippets and portions and fragments of the show, but they actually have a live stream. And for me, it's a lot of information, and you could really get consumed in, you know, trying to figure out what the heck's going on and so forth. And they are chasing. You can just listen into the background with the chatter and so forth. And there's blogging and people piping in and so forth. It is a very interesting phenomenon. They're pushing on 50,000 subscribers right now. But they are providing insights on the news of things that you are not hearing, like black businesses under Trump's economy, there has been a 400% jump in the starting off of new black owned businesses. And that's a huge thing. But why isn't it you're hearing or not hearing about this in the mainstream media and the mainstream news? And so they're covering that stuff as well as they're covering the backstory of what's being covered, and they're not really telling you the truth behind that as well. So it's kind of interesting. Go check out Patriot Soapbox on YouTube. Another thing I've been really focused on, because I'm just having a hard time with this, is this uniparty that we have at the national level and how it has drilled into the states and has taken ownership of the state parties. You know, the parties are supposed to be a grassroots organization from the ground up. If you're a part of the Democratic or the Republican Party, and probably even the Libertarian and Constitutional Party, there are not ground up organizations like they should be. As a matter of fact, the perfect epitome of that is the Democratic Party, because if you look, it didn't matter who was bubbling up for the presidential nomination. It was already dictated by the DNC that Hillary was going to be the nominee. So why even go through the primaries? Why even go through the charade of having somebody out there that, you know, we want to get this person up and bring these people up from the states? It is a national uniparty. And I say that because this is what's happened in Wyoming. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but Wyoming literally has a law that allows the Democrats, so the progressives have instituted these laws in states like Wyoming and quite a few states that have this, that allow, because they have closed primaries, they allow people to switch their affiliation and actually go into the other party and actually vote across the line a communist like they did this last governor's race in Wyoming for the primary. They had about 15,000 Democrats switch their party affiliation, and they voted for Mark Gordon, who has no credentials as a conservative and or a Republican. He spent a lot of money on John Kerry. He spends a lot of money on globalist agenda type of programs, and that those facts are coming forward. And it's just like, how did this happen? And even worse yet, the party systems have these unification rallies right after the primary and force every single candidate to say, we will endorse whoever the party has selected. What that means is it's party over country, it's party over the Constitution, it's party over the betterment of what this state and what this local community needs. And you've got to be kidding me. Since when has our standards for our party gone to that measure, that the party comes first? I understand, you know, that there are things like the family. Family comes first. I understand those types of things. But I do not understand a party that is supposedly supporting the principles of individual liberty, individual sovereignty, and saying, well, you know what, all that stuff can get brushed off to the side because the party is first. That is our problem, folks. That's why we're in this mess, and that's why we've got to start changing those types of things. So I can't tell you enough how the importance of this election really is, and you're probably getting tired of my telling you that this is a very important election, but it is true. I will put it out there. If you want to help, one of the ways you are helping is by listening to the show, and another way you're helping is by telling people to tune into this show. As this show continues to grow here in the Spokane area, then we actually have a greater reach and a greater impact. It really has never been about money for me. And as a matter of fact, if you talk to anybody, they'll tell you that, yeah, I don't take a penny. Any money that I get just goes straight back into my operational costs. It goes back into whatever it is. So I am not subsidizing this. If I ever got to a point where I'm bringing in more than I can spend, then I figure out a way to spend that more. Because, again, I'm going after that Amazon model of never making profit. That way, you know, I don't have to worry too much about my taxes. And because my wife and I've said this before, and I'm not bragging, we've been blessed to be able to be in this position, and we're very thankful for the opportunity of what we have now and what we're able to do in the future. So we really appreciate your listenership, and so that's one way you can help. But if you have a computer and you've got a phone, there are ways you can start getting involved, and you can help. You can make a big difference, especially those of you that listen to this show, because I've had people call from California a couple times and reach out from other states. And if you want to get involved, let me know by just sending me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org, and we can take it from there. And we will get you started. And so, with that, I want to mention two humbling moments for me this past week. I received an endorsement from the We the People Foundation. That's a huge foundation. They've got well over 100,000 folks, and they've endorsed Republic Review. And once they're done with the federal harassment suits that they've been enthralled in because of Obama, and again, this is just like what's going on locally, where the IRS is trying to shut down free speech and conservative constitutional people and thoughts. They went after Bob Schultz and the We the People Foundation, and these people have been in the throes of the IRS auditing since 2011, I believe. And here we are, 7 years later. The intent is to try to bury people by just dragging these things on. They've gone through one iteration to the next. This is the final iteration of going through court in processes, and it's literally been that. They start with one charge, then they go to the next. This is the final charge. And, you know, God bless Bob Schultz and the We the People Foundation for being able to sustain this, but they shouldn't have to. This is not the Soviet Union. We are supposed to be entitled to having separate ideas and opinions. And that is what happens when you allow a monopoly of thought to penetrate and enter into these bureaucracies. We cannot separate ideologies anymore. We are so polarized as a nation that people do anything and everything they can to further their cause. That is why we have to have equal representation in every organization. Yes, whether that be the post office, whether that be the DMV, even the sheriff's office, we need to make sure that we have whistleblowers on both sides to keep both sides in check. I talk about this with the election process. We need to make sure that we have an equal amount of right-wingers as left-wingers so that there is a balance to keep things honest. But because most all government bureaucracies are owned and possessed by the leftist progressives, secular progressives, that is why we've got all of these laws, and that's why we have this uniparty controlling our states and everything else. Are you kidding me? We don't have a lot of time. You've heard me say that. And so we have 2, maybe 3 years, 2 to 5 years, best at the top, 5 years. Another humbling endorsement that came in is the Constitution Club. If you haven't heard of the Constitution Club, Google them. They're a large organization that's nationwide. They've got a few thousand. They're not like We the People, but they have a lot of theorists and a lot of people there. They have gotten fully up on board and are ramping up in support of Republic Review. And so I would highly recommend, I've been pulled into this, and I told them I would help contribute and answer questions and those types of things. It's almost like a social media platform of what they've got set up. Check them out. They have a great presence because they're representing 50 states, and they got people from all over the United States. They even drill down to the county level. So you'll definitely want to check this out. Now, one of the things before because I have a hard break coming up real quick, and so one of the things I really want to pound out here is it is time that we start putting standards to our loyalty. I say this in my Von Tracy, and I'm not sure how many of you have gone and checked out Von Tracy, but you know, if you want to start having successes, we have to support those who support us. We have to support those who are patriots that are willing to put their name and business and those types of things on the line. Call up Von Tracy and make an appointment and check him out and check out his services. They are a great dental office, and he is a great patriot, and he's actually a really darn good dentist. I defy anybody to tell me which tooth is broken. I even have a hard time. I have to tap on them to figure, oh, yeah, it's this one, because he did such a good job in replacing the one of my front teeth. Anyway, and it broke when I was a little kid. But anyway, I've got a hard break here, as you can tell. And so I will have to get into what I was going to talk about is label lynching, and what I wanted to focus on, this white supremacy and racism that's destroying our constitutional conservatives here in America. So we will be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VONTRACYDDS.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, so I am back, and what I wanted to do for this last segment, because I don't have a lot of time, and now's the time to talk about it. I'm not sure how many people watch Mark Levin. He's a great conservative entertainer, if I didn't mention him before. He's another one that has really been able to grow his market space and has been very successful in expanding his market. Of course, he doesn't have a solution to our constitutional crisis like yours truly. However, he does have a large listenership, and he's now on Fox News. And this past Sunday, I guess it was a re-airing. I didn't actually watch it, but I happened to hear a little bit of it. And I heard that he was interviewing Shelby Steele, and they were talking about racism and the plight of the blacks and so forth here in America. And there were a few things I had issue with. Like Mark Levin was talking about how free we are, and I'm going, are you kidding? I mean, even in your own books, you talk about how we're living under tyranny, and you say we're so free. I mean, that was a complete contrast to some of the stuff he's said in his book. And I do not believe we're freer than any other society, but we have lost a lot of liberties, folks, and you cannot deny that. But in addition, Shelby Steele made a comment that the blacks have been oppressed, and that's, see, he's broad brushing for 300 years. Well, that's not true. That there may be systemic problems within racism, but we as a country have not been oppressing blacks for 300 years. Now, I know that the Emancipation Proclamation didn't end, but what happened was institutionalizing and government's oppression was supposed to end, and it did end in most of the states, but there were states that started creating Jim Crow laws, and those were oppressive laws. And, you know, getting folks out of those areas. That's why there were lots of blacks that ended up leaving. And you need to read Thomas Sowell's Black Rednecks and White Liberals if you really want to understand culture and racism here in America, because that is the probably the most concise, accurate book I have ever read. He talks about how, I forget, there was 30 or 40% of the slave owners in Louisiana at the time of the Civil War were black. And so you can't just broad brush that things were, you know, all oppressive. Yes, slavery was very oppressive, and we're heading back into slavery today. And it's the black activists and these black supposedly self-anointed leaders like Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, that are leading everybody back into slavery. The Christian leadership is leading everybody back into slavery. But it's not slavery to the business, and it's not slavery to the plantation owner. It is slavery to the state. Statism is our biggest problem, because once the state has full control, then they will start implementing things and policies like live organ harvesting that's going on in China. And they will dictate whether you can have a child or not, not whether you deem something that, you know, like abortion is immoral. They will dictate whether you can have that baby or not. And so moving back into context of this whole interview, they started talking about, during this interview, label lynching and white supremacy and racism, and how the left is using that to destroy good constitutional conservatives. And it was just like, wow, you know, here they are talking about that. And that is exactly what just happened here in Spokane with the Northwest Grassroots Organization, with Cecily Wright and John Charleston. And I'm here to tell you that they do not, they may have, so I have a racist problem, and I want you to know this, and I'm going to come out on this, because somebody may actually try to expose me, and I will tell you that I grew up a racist, because I looked at, and I was trained, and in the Marine Corps for 20 years, we had an enemy, and that enemy were the Russians. And so I grew up with a bias towards Russians. And so I have a form of racism, because the Russian race is, it's a culture. It is a demographic. And I have this bias for that. So I know we all kind of have biases. And I know John and Cecily may have biases, but they do not have white supremacy biases. And they do not have white nationalist bias at all. They're constitutionalists. Never once has I ever heard or any reference to them or with any friends or anything in at all. I would have to basically lie to say that there is some association. And anybody that has done any research on them would have a hard time finding any facts, because there are none. And that's why. So you have to fabricate, and that's what they do, and they just want to use a broad brush labeling, and that's exactly what happened. And when the RNC and the local state stepped in, to me, that was the Uniparty in full flux moving forward. And so when we have organizations, and especially when somebody wants to take lead, like the chief law enforcement officer for the county, and use a broad brush in labeling far-right extremists with the Bundys, and even though he didn't mention Lavoie Finicum like I mentioned earlier, he surely referenced him as far-right crazies who came up to help the Hammonds. And he's saying, get the manuscript if you get one. But go listen to part two of Spokane Talks and Ozzie Knezevich's rant with John Smith. Well, John Smith is a guy that was appointed senator and lost his reelection. And so apparently he grew up in a very racist family. And so he is the subject matter expert on racism. And he pointed out, and as a matter of fact, this is how it laid out. John Smith was talking about how a racist organization tries to create an issue where they can take control. And so Ozzy says, you don't think that can happen here? And that's how he started referencing how the Bundys got involved with the Hammonds and so forth. And that's what went on. And I'm going, you got to be kidding me. So he, what Ozzie just did was he directly associated the Bundys and Lavoie Finicum and all these far right crazies that he was calling. And the fact of the matter is, I defy anybody who's listening to the show, show me in the Constitution where the federal government can possess any land outside of Article 1, Section 8, Subsection 17. It lays out specifically what the federal government can own and possess. They cannot possess reserves. They cannot possess reservations for trees, people, or anything. We have to amend the Constitution for the federal government to possess that land. And the land that they were possessing and the land that is being taken by the BLM, the Department of Agriculture, and all these other unconstitutional agencies are just that. If somebody wants to refute me on the facts with the Constitution. But don't tell me that the government, federal government, says that they can do this and then it's constitutional. I'm sorry. It has to be in the Constitution for it to be constitutional. And there's no refuting this. And every law professor that is understanding Constitution and they try to assert constitutional law, I'm sorry, they can't refute this either. That's why I would challenge you to go listen to my Dr. John R. Vile podcast last year when I interviewed him literally a little over a year ago. You will not find anybody that can refute the fact that it has to be in the Constitution to be constitutional. Ergo, the Civil Rights Act, is it in the Constitution? No. So, in other words, the Civil Rights Act is only the law of the land of the District of Columbia because the Congress has full legislative authority over that land. So they can pass laws, and those laws are applicable for the District of Columbia and only the District of Columbia. For laws to be applicable to all of the Republic, they have to be amended or they have to be within the enumerated powers. And so they're exercising all forms of federal tyranny, from education, healthcare, energy, justice. The whole Department of Justice is unconstitutional. The fact that they are creating laws, such as drug laws and everything else, I'm sorry, folks. Go read what Thomas Jefferson said in the 1798 Kentucky Resolution. You will read for yourself that the federal government only has jurisdiction over a handful of laws. And that is treason, that is counterfeiting, that is piracies on the high seas, and laws against nations. And two of those laws, piracy on the high seas and laws against nations, are laws that are being committed outside the United States, creating jurisdiction over U.S. citizens. That's it. There are no other laws that they can make. And Thomas Jefferson basically alluded to the fact that the only way they can obtain new laws is by amending the Constitution. James Madison said the same thing. And that's why the ratification debates are so critical as legal appendages to the Constitution. Whenever you clarify or define or provide any elucidations and or clarifications to a contract and say, this is what this means, that becomes legally binding. Those ratification debates are literally amendments to the Constitution and are legally binding to the Constitution. Everything that Madison and those delegates who represented the Constitution at the Constitution Convention are literally legally binding. The refuted things from the anti-federalists and those crazy assertions that they were making have no base and no ground because the Constitution was ratified. They did not accept their crazy assertions that the federal government could do anything and everything it wanted to do. They had to lie and deceive us to be able to do those things. And unfortunately, I'm really out of time. But I hope you enjoyed the rant. We need to start centering on the Constitution, both as a community, as a county, and as a country. And I know that if we do that, that we will be able to reclaim the Republic. And so I will tell you this. I am G.R. Mobley. I'm reclaiming the Republic, and I'm doing that nationally, and I'm going to continue doing that locally through November. So please come back next week, and I will hopefully have some more good content for you. God bless, and we'll see you next week.